And we, as I say, have done a number of projects on this, and they're pretty well all published, so I can summarise them briefly, and they lead into why we were involved in Bresdex. So the first was that we found that this is simply not due to case mix. These variations in practice persist when you correct for case mix variables that are available to the clinicians when they're advising the patient, such as tumour size, clinical node status, and maybe grade, because you may have that on the core biopsy. Surgeons and their breast care nurses do have strongly differing preferences in terms of what they would like patients to undergo and the way they might recommend choice versus mastectomy, for instance. Patients, as I'm sure you're all aware, are more active decision makers now than they used to be. So if you go back 15 years, 50% of patients recently diagnosed with breast cancer preferred, wished for, a passive role in decision making. They wished to be advised. Now that's down to 20%, with 70% being active or collaborative decision making preference patients. And patients' final choice is massively dependent on their perception, their understanding of what the healthcare professional team want them to have. So that's not just what we say to patients, but our nonverbal communication, body language, etc. And overall, the finding that we came to, the conclusion we came to at the end of this, was that actually the outlying units are the low mastectomy rate units, where they've completely signed up to the idea or the ethos that mastectomy is not a good thing. So this